House of Cards by Anita Green, location Deansgate, near Cromer. It is not that I am homesick for the House of Cards, Mr. Simic. I yearn for the proverbial flop of the flimsy two-tone structure, replica of the place where origin begins and comfort constructs walls. Last night we circled Deansgate with our hands tucked into the palms of each other's, though suits in the high-class restaurant stared through the window as he, his breath warm against my cheek, slowly lifted my skirt in the cold to reveal unstocking legs. One woman blushed, yet could not her eyes from us remove. I have become homesick for he and I, the way we are when we wait with our lips pressed together, whispering and dreaming up a future, naming children after beautiful English villages and seaside hamlets. I grow nauseous with missing him, with replaying Dawlish like a record on repeat, sliding my hand across his thigh as us he drives into the belly of Wales, steering wheel on the opposite side, my feet displaced from the lack of pedals, pushing and pulling on phantom levers as he accelerates and brakes. The future keeps me awake, whispering insomnia into my mind, a lullaby in reverse. Still, I am not homesick, Charles, for that card-built house. I am homesick for the house he and I have yet to build.